The Fair Work Ombudsman says its multi-language campaign to end exploitation of backpackers, migrant workers and international students is beginning to work. Since September, it's received a flurry of anonymous reports from students about alleged underpayment. But the Council of International Students Australia says more needs to be done to protect international students who are among the most vulnerable workers being ripped off. Sarah White with this report.
When 24-year-old Danish woman Anna Biskard was looking to travel to Australia for a working holiday with her boyfriend this year, she was surprised at the warnings she found on the internet.
I heard a lot of stories, mostly online in Facebook groups where people are warning each other about sexual harassment towards female workers and people being underpaid and not having the right conditions, yeah. You don't think it will happen to yourself and you don't think it happens as often as it actually does.
But in a small caravan park in northern Queensland a few months ago, it did.
I was working in the outback with my boyfriend. We were doing everything, basically. We were cooking for the guests. We were doing housekeeping. We were cleaning amenities, doing reception work and, like, just overall work, collecting trash.
At first, the conditions seemed fair, but that quickly changed.
We got paid to start with $15 per hour, and then it was included with accommodation and food. So that's what we agreed on when we arrived. He later changed it to $18 an hour, which is better, but then he wanted to take 32% tax. And that only happened because we had some problems with him, where he tried to scam us with money and tried to tax us, even though he shouldn't, and take money in his pocket in general, and tried to take money for our accommodation as well, even though it was included. While we were there, a lot of locals came to us and started warning us about that he didn't pay other employees. One told us an experience where she had to take our own money from the cashier because she didn't get paid.
Anna Biskard didn't report the exploitation because she didn't know where to turn to. Now she wants to warn other backpackers.
I've been thinking about a lot of times to write to someone or put it up online, also so other backpackers can hear about our experience there and wouldn't go there.
Underreporting of exploitation and underpayment is one of the biggest issues the Fair Work Ombudsman, Natalie James, is trying to fix.
We are very concerned and we are doing a number of things to make sure visa holders know where to go for help and are also protected when they do come forward for help.
She also says there shouldn't be a different rate of pay depending on what country you come from.
Frankly, I'm a little bit sick of hearing these stories of people from communities being ripped off by their own. And we do see that people come to Australia and they often look for work within their communities. They feel safe there and they have loyalty to members of their community. And often it feels more like family to be in a workplace with people that have come from the same country that perhaps you grew up in. The problem is that then those workers feel very concerned about coming forward. They feel like they might be betraying their community.
The Ombudsman says international students, who are the largest group of visa holders in the country, are less likely to complain about their bad treatment. A report by academics at the University of Technology, Sydney, and the University of New South Wales has found a quarter of international students and a third of backpackers earn less than $12 an hour, which is half the legal minimum wage. But last year, only 2% of international students complained about their treatment. The Council of International Students Australia is urging students to report exploitation, particularly if they're being paid cash in hand or working long hours. Arjun Malakath Madathul is his spokesman for the council.
Most of the students who come to us, they are actually apprehensive or scared to go to the authorities to complain. And most of them, you know, fall prey for exploitation with lower wages and long hours of work. It's actually quite scary to, you know, see this happening in Australia where you think, you know, yeah, these kind of things can't happen. But then the hidden truth is it is happening all around Australia, especially to international students.
Fair Work Ombudsman says any students believing they're being ripped off should report it to their website.
Sarah White reporting.